Frank B. Jewett. That was my first meeting with him. And he was a very friendly person. Mm-hmm. But of course, there I hadn't gotten into this feedback or anything.
Sure. All right, now...
That was my first contact, though, with Dr. Jewett.
All right, now the 8 models of the amplifier.
Yes.
These were powerful enough? In other words...
Yes, and the way I got that power, I had to make 2 tries. Dr. Kelly designed every vacuum tube that I ever used in any amplifier that I ever made or wanted to experiment with. So he gave me 2 high-grade pentos, having a little more power than any tube that I had used in December. And then we came to the sticker. What was I going to use in the last stage? At that time, not later on, but at that time, Morristown, there existed no indirectly heated pentode that would deliver the power. So I talked to him. The good luck about this is that they only wanted 40 decibels of negative feedback. And secondly, the equalizer, to my disappointment, of course, but F.A. Brooks designed that, he reported to me. The equalizer was not in the feedback path. So therefore, all I needed was the amount of gain shown by that. See, the slanting is the low loss, and then the equalizer goes this way, and those 2 losses canceled out. So you could figure out, but I would only need a rather modest amount of gain, practically enough for 2 of the 2 pentodes that Dr. Kelly gave me. And then we came to the last 2, and we decided that would be a trial. And then I made a suggestion. Now, a suggestion is not a patent. And McNally is the one who got the patent. I suggested that he, you know, the oldest of vacuum tubes that has a grid, a filament, not indirectly heated, and a plate. Well, I propose that we put 2 grids, and McNally did this and got a patent. We put 2 grids. We worked fast on this job. Now, that's one good thing about Kelly. He was a fast worker. And he expected people who worked for him to do likewise. That we put 2 grids in the same plane, and then we give one of them 60-volt bias, positive, or negative, I guess, rather, and the other 30-volt positive. See, they'd be given the opposite polarities. And in that way, he could get a wider swing without increasing the distortion.
A wider swing in what?
On the voltage that you could put on the grid. If you only had 1 grid instead of the 2, you could only swing half as much. It expected a 6 decibel improvement.
And this is what gave you a higher output?
Well, that gave me 6 dB higher output. Unfortunately, that was not enough. So the next step was to do what the Bell system for 100 years had refused to do. They raised the B battery voltage from 130 volts to 250 or 60. whatever my paper showed. In other words, we did it by brute force.
Well, let me ask you this.
And that gave the required power and completed the success.